Support for this podcast comes from TA Tech, the Association for Talent Acquisition Solutions. TA Tech conferences are always great to attend, but they're taking things to the next level this year by teaming up with Unleash. The joint TA Tech Unleash Mega Conference takes place in London on March the 24th to March the 26th, and will bring together thought leaders from both Europe and the US to explore key issues in talent acquisition. From avoiding bias in tech-based recruitment products to exploring how automation will change the role of recruiters. From how best to buy and implement technology to optimizing advertising ROI and the candidate experience. The program will be loaded with one-of-a-kind insights and tons of take-home value. For more information, visit tatech.org/events. That's tatech.org/events, and click on the TA Tech Unleash London Conference tab.
There's been more of scientific discovery, more of technical advancement and material progress in your lifetime and mine than in all the ages of history.
Hi everyone, this is Matt Alder. Welcome to the February episode of Recruiting Future Roundup, the monthly show on the Recruiting Future podcast channel, offering a short roundup highlighting episodes you may have missed and giving you my take on some of the key learnings from my guests. Before I dive into the show, I wanted to say a big thank you to everyone who filled in the audience survey that I was running in January. It's really important to me that I'm giving you all as much value as possible. And the survey was an important way of understanding your challenges and objectives for 2020. The results ended up as a pretty even split in terms of the topics that are important to you. Diversity and inclusion, employer branding, recruiting automation, recruitment marketing, recruiting strategy, and recruiting technology all scored very highly. There was also a number of other popular suggestions, including assessment and workforce planning. On the back of this, I will be planning the show's content to make sure I'm doing everything I can to help you with your talent acquisition challenges and objectives. So, on with the roundup. I've had a bit of a strange start to the year, and a stay in hospital, I'm fully recovered now, I'm pleased to say, meant I couldn't do a roundup for January. So I'm going to include a review of January's interviews in this roundup alongside February's. Kicking off the year with episode 237, I had a great conversation with David Wilson, CEO of industry analysts, the Fosway Group. Fosway have recently published their 9-grid report into the talent acquisition software market. And we had an in-depth discussion about the HCM suite versus specialist solution debate and how that's shaping the market. Even if you listened to the interview at the time, it's well worth revisiting in the light of the recent Ultimate Kronos merger and Cornerstone's even more recent acquisition of Saba. In episode 238, I spoke to Marlika Poles, talent intelligence analyst at Philips. If talent intelligence isn't part of your 2020 strategy, then it absolutely needs to be. Marlika laid out a robust case for it in our conversation, covering strategic advantages and benefits, ROI, current adoption rates, and the skills needed to build a talent intelligence function. In episode 239, Jodie Cohen, Director of Talent Acquisition at Tombras, emphasised the vital importance of the human touch in recruiting and also shared her experiences of moving from agency to in-house. Lots of advice here for anyone considering a similar move. LinkedIn published their annual Global Talent Trends report in January, and episode 240 saw a return to the show for their Director of Talent Acquisition, Amy Schultz. Amy talked us through the key elements of the report. The key themes are employee experience, people analytics, internal recruiting, and the multi-generational workforce. Skill shortages continue to be a problem for recruiters all over the world. In episode 241, I spoke to Blake Teese, Director of Talent Acquisition at Prestige Care, about his strategies for recruiting in a hyper-competitive market. Lots of excellent takeaways from this one, as well as a great chat about the importance of grit and resilience in talent acquisition. One of the requests that came out of the audience survey was for me to interview more CHROs and senior executives. Well, your wish is my command. And in episode 242, I spoke to Balaji Ganapathy, an executive leader at Tata Consultancy Services, a company with 450,000 employees globally. TCS are doing some incredible work to deal with digital disruption. This includes radically reskilling their workforce and reinventing their talent acquisition strategy to make it more inclusive. There are so many insights and takeaways in this interview that it's an absolute must listen. If you haven't listened to it already, then stop whatever you're doing and listen right now. Finally, to complete the set of February interviews, in episode 243, I welcomed Cameron Sourceby to the show. Cameron is CEO of Skills Bootcamp Praxis, and we had a fascinating conversation about attracting and engaging with future talent. The rules are really changing here as the market for future talent becomes more diverse. And it's clear that many employers still need to update their thinking if they want to attract the best entry-level talent. You can find the links to all these interviews in the show notes for this episode, so make sure you catch up with any that you've missed. If you haven't already subscribed to the show, you can do that wherever you listen to your podcasts. For the inside track on guests and all the latest developments, go to www.rfpodcast.com and sign up for the mailing list. You can also follow the show on Instagram, where I'm starting to post more and more content. Just search for Recruiting Future. Look out for a huge amount of excellent content in March, and I've finally got a new and improved version of the website launching in the next couple of weeks. I'll also be attending the joint Unleash TA Tech Conference in London on the 24th to the 26th of March, so if you're going, please come and say hello. Thanks very much for listening. I'll be back next week, and I hope you'll join me.
This is my show.
Welcome, change agents, to your go-to place for stories that ignite your spirit, fuel your purpose, and connect us all. We believe in the incredible power of the human spirit, its boundless resilience, and the inspiration it brings to our lives. On the Driving Change podcast, we'll journey together through the extraordinary yet very relatable experiences of some of the most amazing people on earth. Our mission? That through these stories, we might just spark change within you and awaken a newfound motivation to harness your unique gifts to make a real difference in the world. So get ready to be inspired and join us on this incredible adventure. You can find the Driving Change podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you love listening to your favorite podcasts.